Well, today I'd like to talk about the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles because it is one of the most important events in the early Catholic Church. And it had to do with the conversion and baptism of Cornelius, this Gentile who was able to become a Christian without having to become Jewish first. Very important. See, there was a group of Christians in the early days called the Judaizers who felt that If you had to become Jewish first in order to become Christian. You had to submit to circumcision and obey the dietary laws of the Jews in order to become a Christian. What's amazing in today's first reading is that Peter brought this Cornelius and his family into the church, into Christianity, without having to pass through Judaism. So this was a major event in the church, and only Peter, the first pope, could have brought this about. So we take a look at this. It's from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11. And what happens is Peter goes back to Jerusalem, and he gets confronted by these group of Judaizers, sort of called the circumcision party, that believe that Peter had done wrong. And so they reprimand Peter, and they attack Peter and say, "You entered the house of uncircumcised persons and you ate with them." Well, then now Peter has to explain why he did this and why he baptized them without having them submit to the Jewish rituals. And so Peter begins to explain what happened. He says he was praying when he was in the city of Joppa and went into a deep prayer. And there he saw a vision where God lowered almost like a picnic blanket. And on this picnic blanket were all sorts of animals and all sorts of kinds of food. He mentions four-legged animals, beasts, reptiles, birds of the sky. And God told him, "Peter, slaughter and begin eating these." And Peter says, "No way, Lord. I've never eaten anything unkosher in my life. I've been kosher my whole life. I'm not going to mess it up now." But God says a second time, and then he says a third time. And in the Bible, three is a number of perfection, reflecting the Trinity. So the fullness of three times, God again reveals, and he even says to Peter, "What God has made clean, you are not to call profane." Thereby God made all food clean. Because this was a huge thing. I mean, for thousands of years, the Jews did not eat pork. Now they can have bacon and eggs, you know, if they would be willing to convert to Christianity, of course. And thanks be to God that this occurred, because now we can have our bacon cheeseburgers and things like that. And this is a good question. This is the authority of God speaking to Peter, the first pope. And this is where the church gets the authority to render all food clean. So, again, it's very important because this really separates us from our Jewish brothers and sisters, because many of them, even today, will continue to hold to the Old Testament dietary laws and restrictions of not eating pork and other certain things based upon the Old Testament. But here we are in the New Testament, and God says, "What God has made clean, you are not to call profane." So this was a revelation by God to St. Peter, the first pope, telling him that there's no longer an issue of food being kosher or unkosher. All food is now acceptable. And then, so immediately after Peter came out of this deep prayer, it says that three men appeared to where they were searching for Peter. And they said, "Please come. There's a Gentile named Cornelius who wants to talk with you." And so Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, follows them, and they go to Cornelius's house. And Cornelius relates how an angel had appeared to him and said, "Send someone to Joppa to summon Simon, called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and your whole household will be saved." And so Peter hears all this, and he's inspired by God, by the Holy Spirit, to preach the word of God. And as he's doing this, the Holy Spirit comes down upon Cornelius and his family, like a little mini Pentecost, where they receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so Peter says that, he remembered the words of Christ. John baptized with water. I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And Peter says, if God gave them the same gift to us that he gave to them, he says, why should I hinder God and not baptize them? And so Peter went and he baptized Cornelius and his whole household. And they went right from being Gentiles into being Catholic Christians without having to pass through Judaism. And so they did not have to be circumcised. They did not have to obey the dietary laws anymore. They were now Christians. And this conversion of Cornelius, again, was such an important event in the early church. It was certainly worth our while to think about it today. And again, thanks be to God that these things happened, because, again, the Lord was able to open up the conversion of the Gentiles to Christianity without having them to pass through the Jewish rites and rituals. So this would bring about hundreds of thousands of conversions and eventually millions of conversions in the course of the history of the church, because God spoke to St. Peter, our first pope, and told him what to do.